Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia, Aibobo, divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity. You are listening now live to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hudu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary, from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, my walk, and my works along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, makes sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth, and it is my personal place of power and inner standing, the place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Aibobo. Ashe. Today is Thursday, September 29th, 2011, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally, from the working temple of the house of the Divine Prince, Thai Mecca, Hoodoo Central, in this legendary, historic, and enchanted, most haunted city in America, New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist Hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, and minerals. Do continue to join me here live at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time for the Power Lunch here from New Orleans, Louisiana, but also now simulcasting by way of webcam at mycampage.com/The Divine Prince. My listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, please do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. I will be more than happy to assist you. My website, where I can be reached utilizing various means, virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of well-documented revelation and manifestation, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And do continue to support the many qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, astrologers, numerologists, and practitioners who can be found via the virtual temple groups located in the center of the first page of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And there you will find my House of the Divine Prince King groups. We are true friends, divine intervention, divine joy and prosperity, divine love and relationships, divine manifestation, divine revelation and guiding voices of divination. And do continue to support the many sponsored ads and powerful voices within the King and Queen's Chamber of my website. All of my sponsors, Angelic Soap, Queen Kushua, Queenie Farmer, the Truth Terrorist, and many, many more to be found within the pages of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where I can be reached utilizing various means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, via chat, via phone, via email, via PayPal, via Green Dot, via Keen, LivePerson, Desto. All of my links, including the radio show and the webpage, can be found within the pages of my website. Also, do take the time to connect with me on Facebook, another one of my favorite social networking spots. Is facebook.com/thedivineprince, where I am available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding. I specialize in doing battle, difficult and blocked situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. Do you want to talk about it? Are you really ready to move forward and do something about your situation? How much longer will we wait? How much longer will we procrastinate? How much longer will we anticipate that the times are going to change and the economy is going to change and things are going to change and we're going to get back into our routine? If you have not heard the tolling bell, if you have not seen the writing on the wall, understand that there is no going back. We have passed through 11, 11, 11. We have passed through a portal, a doorway into a new time, a new era, a new dispensation. Many of the things that we have come to rely on will not be there for us. Having said that, there are things that are now moving into place, powerful things, powerful forces, powerful technologies, powerful visions that are now going to be able to move forward and unfold. All things happen for a reason. It's not just a trial. It's not just a challenge. It's not just a tribulation. But it's a jumping off point to the next blessing, to the next level, to the next space. To allow blessing, to allow the gifts of the divine creators to re-manifest themselves within us and around us. So embrace these times, embrace these challenges. New things are happening, new things are being organized, new things are being put into place to fill the gap, if you will. All things are not immediately apparent and visible on the surface, within this physical earth plane, plastic, illusionary, seasonal, temporal, ever-changing earth plane dimension. But all things have their seed, have their beginning point, have their absolute state of consciousness within the spirit realm. This is indeed the time for those of us who operate within the spirit realms to do so, and to do so boldly, aggressively, publicly, strongly. We no longer live in a time where we need to isolate and hide and cover. Indeed, the ability to do so is slipping away from us. We now live in a time where all things are known on some level. All things are revealed. All things are coming to light. All things are put through the test of light. And we are seeing many demonstrations of negative forces, of evil forces and intentions and motivations strongly and aggressively promoting themselves and presenting themselves with a public face. This is a time now to come out of the prayer closets, if you will, to come out of the Bachi and the Elay, and to bring our manifestation of divine power to the forefront of public awareness. It is time. This is the season. No more hiding out, no more covert action and activity. Though there will always be those who will, for our betterment and as well as for our detriment, who will be working behind the scenes to do what is most authentic to their cause. But there are others within our ranks, within our communities, who have a calling, a special calling, to step forward now. The door is open. The gate has been opened. The time, the season is now, is present to do that which Spirit has truly called you to do, has truly moved within you to create and to bring that forward, particularly those of us who vibrate under those creative energies, those artistic energies, artists and musicians and designers and creators and producers. This is the time to move forward. This is a time unlike any where the technology allows for access to larger range of audience, to all manner of messages, both light and darkness, both good and evil. So indeed, there must be counterbalance to the evil. Do not surrender to the depressive, absolute, emotional message being presented to us that all things are gone bad and there's no hope, there's no use for change. Indeed, this is a trick, this is a trap to limit the ability of Spirit to indeed move. When we compare this to other times in history, the 60s, the 70s, the 50s, when indeed many would have said these are dire times, these are dark days, these are economic trials and tribulations. There were people, individuals, who came together in groups and organized and stepped forward to make change, to take risk, to make sacrifices. And those of us who operate in the realm of spirit, this is a show about spirit, spirituality, religion, hoodoo, voodoo, obeya, the magical rites of the Pan-African diaspora. Indeed, we have a lineage, an inheritance of revolution, of making change. The first revolutionary movement in these so-called Americas began within the spiritual temples and spaces of voodoo. So we must live up to now. We are now coming full circle to that heritage, that legacy. And we are now stepping forward to make change, not demand change or ask for change or pray for change or any of those things. It is up to us now to make change, to activate the seeds of change within our communities, within our world, within our governments, so that we all can exist and continue to qualify for existence, not only here on the planet, in this physical realm, but also within the realms of spirit. Indeed, this is the time, this is the place. This Thursday, September 29th, 2011, we share a sun in Libra in the ninth house, a moon in Scorpio in the 10th house, Mercury in Libra in the ninth house, Venus in Libra in the 10th house, Mars in Leo in the 8th house, Jupiter in Taurus in the 4th house, Saturn in Libra in the 10th house, Uranus in Aries in the 3rd house, Neptune in Aquarius in the second house, and Pluto in Capricorn in the 12th house. And, of course, we are seeing a strong leaning towards Libra, particularly in those 9th and 10th houses, the symbol of balance. We share a Libra lunation now with our moon in the new phase, as well as a Libra sun and a Scorpio moon. This is a time to bring about balance, both emotionally but also physically, to our health, to our finances, to our way of living, if you will. Those 9th and 10th house indicators both represent what we believe, but also what we present. The 9th house, ruled by Sagittarius, is the house of journeys, but also the house of philosophy. So we journey not only physically when we travel and expose ourselves to other communities and other cultures and other places, but also when we philosophically explore our minds, our consciousness, our hearts, our religions, our spiritual paths, our belief systems. Libra bringing balance to the ninth house implores us to balance our belief, what we know and understand, against our reality. In this present moment, reinforced by that 10th house Libra energy, the house of kingdomship, the house of social status, how we see ourselves and are viewed publicly within our communities, by the world, if you will, depending on what we, you know, we want to look at and balance against this energy, whether it be our governmental appearance as a nation or our individual appearance within our communities, communities of influence. Many of you share with me on Facebook and know that we are dealing with a very public display of disrespect, not only for our president, but for our country, for our community here in New Orleans. And there's been a very public outcry and protest and demonstration. And I have uploaded some of those photos and videos to my Facebook page on yesterday, so you can check back to facebook.com/thedivineprince. All keeping in rhythm, if you will, with our social astrological climate of public faith in balance with our philosophy, what we represent, what we mean to demonstrate to each other about who we are and what we believe in. And this is being challenged, of course, on all levels, personally, nationally, economically. Some of us individually are dealing with the changing face of who we are and what we represent, particularly now in this present climate of change. Indeed, it is a climate of change, whether you view the change as being a negative or a positive. It goes beyond politics, speaking from a more astrological perspective. It is indeed a time of change and becoming more true and authentic to what we believe, to what we represent, to what we stand on, both personally as well as collectively. Thursdays are a day that we give reverence to the spirit, the energy, the Orisha, that is Obatala. In Haitian and New Orleans Vulu, that would be Dambala Aiwedo, the patron of all the Orishas, he who also creates and fashions our physical forms and reality. Obatala is both male and female in many paths, and is always covered by a white cloth, a white sheet, white fabric, white textile. Rarely do you see the face of Obatala. It is often considered taboo to see the face of this divine creator. Depicted as an elderly leader, or one of our elders, great elders, and ascended ancestors. The Orisha, the deity of elemental light and purity, represented by crystal, represented by water, represented by the rainbow. Obatala is the emissary of Odumare, sent to uplift the human spirit and societal conditions. And Odumare is often symbolized, depicted in art, with a rainbow coming from his third eye, symbolic of Obatala's power through light, through color, through all things that manifest within our spirit realm. And it is Obatala who governs the creation of forms on the physical plane. So we often seek the spirit of Obatala in all things that govern health, wellness, our state of being, if you will. Obatala governs the head and all chakras and energy centers that relate to the head, symbolized by white, by light, by rainbow color, symbolized by a maturity of wisdom, you know, seen through the elders of our community, those who have lived a full life of experiences, of lessons, of trial and tribulations, of birth and regeneration and joy, having something substantial to pass down to each and every one of us. We serve Obatala with things that are white in nature, foods and offerings, but also eggs and water, always clear and fresh water is placed on the altars of both Obatala and Dambala. In Ifa Yoruba Lokomi Santeria, Obatala is always offered up high. Within the Ile, in the temple space, you will find Obatala is often the highest point within the space. Dambala is often served on the floor, as in Haitian and New Orleans Fudoan traditions. He is seen as a serpentine deity, and also the center post or the center of the sacred spiritual space of worship, but still following the adherence to white and purity. We know that many of the traditions evolved and took on a life of its own, if you will, as it made its way across the Middle Passage to the New World, so-called New World. But we give reverence this day to our ascended ancestors, our elders, the governors of the head, our leaders, our moral consciousness, if you will. I will be forward, remembering that all is truly and indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils. Ashe. La vie nous y est, mes amis. at Unity and Community. I most certainly do appreciate your time, your support, your attention to the power lunch at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio, and also simulcast on mycampage.com/TheDivinePrince. Dean O'Dean, I most certainly do appreciate you for being present in our live chat, as well as those who are listening on the phone lines at area code 347-215-8967. I am most humbly appreciative of your attention and support. And all of you who are listening by way of remote player, I am most certainly appreciative of your being present, your divine, all-blessed, sacred being and presence, and of course those who are viewing and listening now by way of the new improved mycampage.com/TheDivinePrince. I most certainly appreciate each and every one of you for being here at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on mycampage.com and Blog Talk Radio each and every working weekday at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time. Also, I invite you to join me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/TheDivinePrince. Stay connected. We need you. We support you. We appreciate you, gods and goddesses, who maintain our spiritual world, but also our physical world and communities. I invite you to add New Orleans to your itinerary, those of you who are not local, and those of you who are local, to be a part of our weekly gathering at 2 p.m. on Sundays in Congo Square on Rampart Street here in New Orleans, Louisiana, diagonally across from Golden Feather Mardi Gras Indian Restaurant and Gallery and African Cuisine Restaurant, located at 704 North Rampart here in New Orleans, Louisiana. Our ancestral ritual, spiritual drumming, dancing, singing, and chanting, libation pouring, celebratorial, ceremonial, cleansing, offering, grassroots community healing gathering in Congo Square, in the square circles of Congo Square, each and every Sunday afternoon, generally between 12 and 4, but we have been growing, so we've been coming earlier and leaving later. Indeed, it has taken on new life, our celebration in Congo Square, which, as many of you know, began long before New Orleans became an incorporated city. And we maintain that heritage, that legacy of entertaining spirit, but also honoring and showing reverence to our ancestors by way of the Iyami trees and the physical earth that is Congo Square. I am setting up altar work in Congo Square, crystal healing work in Congo Square. Minhati is doing Reiki and light touch and spiritual healing touch work. Sula is also coming and is selling wares. Queen Mother Suma is selling Ilekis and beaded work and books, and all sorts of activities are going on. Often Zion Trinity and Ndiaye will bring food and refreshments, and it is a powerful, powerful gathering that takes place every weekend. Considering weather and special events, but practically every Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. or shortly before 2 p.m. in Congo Square, and I most certainly do invite each and every one of you to come and be a part of this powerful, powerful experience. We expect spirit to show up. We expect spirit to be present. Spirit is there when we arrive. We bring spirit. We leave spirit, and indeed we re-sanctify this sacred space of Congo Square each and every Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m., and I most certainly do appreciate you. I also appreciate those of you who are now getting in and making your appointments to be with me here, doing Mardi Gras or doing your trip or your festival or your event while you are in New Orleans, and I am indeed here for your service and humbly at your service in spirituality and religion. We are providing conzo. We are providing agun work. We are uniting people with their past and their future through deity and Ori and Orisha and Lawa and all the spiritual paths that intersect here in this city of New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm still amazed at the people who are just not aware of the depth of culture that goes on in this city. I am connected with many of our brother and sister throughout Africa, and particularly Northwest Africa, Ghana, Nigeria, Togo, Benin, and many of them are just as short on information as we are. So they're really surprised to know that there are people here in New Orleans who speak their language, who speak Yoruba, who speak Fon, who speak Va, who speak the many languages that intersect the Pan-African traditions of Orisha and Lawa throughout the diaspora, Ifa, Yoruba, Santeria, Lakomi, Palomonte, Obeya, all the many paths, Hoodoo, that intersect are represented, and not only symbolically represented, but actively represented here in this beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana. So we invite you, we implore you to come home to be a part of this experience. And indeed, there are those of you out there who are truly being called. I only suggest that you answer. I know you're being called. You're telling me you're being called. I can feel the call, if you will. And I just suggest humbly, respectfully, that you answer. I answered the call in the mid-90s, and it changed my life forever. How I live, how I commune, how I celebrate, how I do business, how I earn my income, all of those things have been affected. Profoundly affected in the most positive and healing and nourishing and evolving way. So we invite you to connect with me, connect with Baba Luther, connect with Mama Jamila and Nana Menhati and Nana Abriwa and all the powerful, powerful souls and spirits that gather and do the healing work. It is not just a ceremony. It's not just a gathering where we drum and sort of party. Indeed, that is not the case at all. It is a very powerful religious and spiritual ceremony that many of us are obligated by spirit to do. And we will be doing it whoever showed up or did not show up. But indeed, the power of it is being what it is. Many are called to the event. Many participated pre-Katrina and are now just realizing that this is happening again. We call you back. There are those who sort of came out and, you know, to see what was happening and realize the power of what was happening, experience the power of what was happening, and are now a weekly appearing member of our community. Sister Cirrus, I most certainly do appreciate you, divine peace and blessings, for being present in the live chat with us here on Blog Talk Radio. I know. I don't blame anyone for not being present. I've been inconsistent. The schedule has been inconsistent. Some of you are a little still confused about the transition between Blog Talk Radio and my cam page. And again, no, I will be here 12 noon. Generally every day, and if I'm not here, as is with yesterday, check my Facebook first. Even before Blog Talk Radio, check my Facebook, and you would have known by way of Facebook that there was a political event, a protest that took place here in New Orleans, and that is why I was not on the air yesterday, and unfortunately was unable to broadcast from the event, which I intended to do, but I did post photos and video on my page to sort of give you more insight as to what took place. But I will still be here. I'm just no longer using a premium account. Fortunately, I'm still getting my same length of time to do the show, but I don't have access to all the technology, all my music, and to some of the other bells and whistles that go along with this Blog Talk Radio thing. And I'm slowly migrating that listening audience, that material, over to mycampage.com/thedivineprince. They have improved the technology of that page, and so now you can both view as well as hear me via mycampage.com/thedivineprince. It is a live webcam by way of Earthcam, which is a subsidiary or a branch of Google Earthcam. It is right now free, as was Blog Talk Radio in the beginning. My apologies for knocking over the mic. But it is free right now, which is one of the enticements, if you will, for me moving away from Blog Talk Radio. But it also seems to have a much greater reach. And you can see the views hit there at the bottom of the screen just in the short time that I've been operating the page. So I will be doing more here live via my cam page. It does not have the ability to record, as Blog Talk Radio has that built-in archive. So I will still be using Blog Talk Radio, and of course I will be increasing my usage of YouTube at youtube.com/divineprince and also youtube.com/voodootie, VOODOOTYE. So that is what's happening. So I don't fault those of you who haven't made the adjustments, and still for many, unfortunately, in this economic time, many of you are having to work more, which just really tears at my heart. Many are working more, I'm working two or three jobs, or doing all you can now just to pay the bills and just to make ends meet, and are not finding the time in the middle of the day to be a part of the show. But your numbers are still showing up as going and listening in the archive. And I want to, moving forward, begin to focus more on economics. For some reason, there's a taboo, if you will, about mixing of economics, spirituality, and religion, for which I personally believe and understand that there is no real separation. Your spiritual health is intricately tied to the manner of manifestation in your life, economically, career-wise, job-wise, your attitude, your motivation, as well as your ability to draw and pull that thing to you that you most need. And right now, with many people pulling on that same energy, seeking relief, seeking some assistance, if you will, there appears to be the illusion of less of that chi force, of that energy, of that ashe moving. And people are experiencing, in many ways, blocks, and the illusion of blocks as it relates to career path, employment, business, finance, all of those things. For those of you who are listening only by way of the chat, I'm walking away for a minute. Not the chat, my cam page. So you won't hear me for about 2 minutes. For those of you who are listening to Blog Talk Radio, your audio should be fine. It's just some activities going on, and I need to move around briefly just to see what's going on outside. But this is indeed a time to focus more on seeding our financial perspective, not only our future but our present, and making that line up with our belief system, with our spiritual systems, and bring about that level of manifestation. That is still possible. That is still happening for me. still moving forward, who are still evolving, who are still saving, whose businesses and business plans and self-employment and creative endeavors are fruitful. And we need to begin to explore the whys and the hows and share that information among those who are experiencing the block. I first posted, I guess about a month ago via Twitter, to my TweetPic page, a short, brief, incognito advertisement about a prosperity oil. And honestly, I will say only a few dozen people purchased the oil, but we've seen phenomenal results. Phenomenal results. I didn't make much to do about it. It was a test run. I wanted to not only test the formula of the oil, but, as with many products, get some kind of response from the greater audience. So that product is still available. You can contact me by way of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com or by calling me on my Crossroads number at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, 1-800-275-5336, extension 01493. I will certainly not only assist you in providing you with the prosperity oil, but also with very specially charged quartz crystal points, which generate and vibrate within the realms of prosperity, not only unblocking our financial path, as they were, but also seeding and fertilizing growth as it relates to finances as we move forward. We are not only in a tough time right now, but we are in a changing time. And for many of you, there will be relief, but the relief will not come from conventional ways. The relief will not come from traditional ways. Many of you are awaiting a breakthrough on the job, a raise, an increase, maybe a promotion. Many of those paths will remain blocked for some time to come as these companies and corporations and businesses also restructure their own finances and their own financial future. So many of the change that we are seeing and will be seeing are in new paths, new foundations, people who are going into self-employment, people who are now beginning to take those risks as it relates to their own ideas, books, music, CDs, products. I'm seeing many new daycare centers opening, but not traditional daycare centers. I'm seeing daycare centers with a focus on something specific like music, like drama, like literature, like sports and athletics, and seeing these businesses and these ideals being successful, being fruitful. We have a plethora of everything material, particularly in this part of the world. So some of that extra is being shut down, it's being closed off. And we're even seeing that here in the city of New Orleans, where many of our corner stores and our mom and pops and some of these independent food locations that we've all come to recognize as landmarks just suddenly disappeared overnight under this new administration, if you're paying attention. Does that suggest less money in the city? Just a moment, you guys. Somebody is pounding at my door.
Hey, Doc.
Yes. Thank you.
You know what that is?
Okay. I'm live on the radio, so I don't want to. Yeah, thanks. So we must begin to do what's necessary to move forward so that we can not only survive but begin to move forward on many of the ideals and plans and dreams and inspirations as Spirit gives them to us to provide not only for ourselves and our households and our families, but also for our greater community. Many of the resources that we've all come to rely upon will not be there, and many avenues, many new avenues are being created. So I don't want to feed into the doom and gloom message, which is all around us. What we're finding a shortage on are those solutions, are those answers to moving forward. And as we move forward with the show and the new mediums, we will begin in the coming days to share more of that information. I most certainly appreciate those of you who have been with me here now for this last hour. I do have a client here, and I am going to have to move forward. I do invite each and every one of you to be present here with me on tomorrow at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as simulcast live on mycampage.com/The Divine Prince. Indeed, all is truly a blessing. Ashe.
Get what's mine. Now I know all that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving constantly through. So someday I'll find watch over me, protect us from our enemies, mountains rise and fall see. Shall be the shield on my right hand, my head I watch over me, so you know that I will always be. I would never won't break it for sure. You can open giant doors. Will I ever fight forevermore? Shall be the shield on my right hand. My foot watch over me. Protect us from our enemies. And all the skies and fire. Shall be the shield on my right hand.